Let's wait for... Hello, welcome to the W Show with yours truly, William Rodriguez, and yes, I am here with another episode. I just wanted to tell you that happy Sunday. I don't know who went to church, but today church was really, really good. I mean, I really enjoyed the church. The coolest thing is that, you know, I gotta have a new security guard coming up. I don't know if next Sunday is the date that he will actually start his training or whatever, but yeah. I'm just gonna like talk about some stuff that happened throughout the church and everything. Hey, I just had the greatest idea just now. What if we have a podcast for the church? I don't know. I gotta be able to try to do everything possible to talk to the church. See, hey, look, you know, this and this and this happened, and you guys missed it and everything. I mean, that'd be really cool. You should be calling it CDD Yonkers Recap. We should give out the Bible verses and stuff. You know, that'd be the really cool thing. I mean, I would love to have all these great ideas come into one. I just don't think that the church might like all the ideas and stuff. I'm looking at you, stranger with no name, or you have a name, but I just don't want. Basically, the deal is that I really the ideas that I have. Some of the ideas are we're still thinking about it. Ideas. You know, when I do an idea, I'll do it. You know, if there's an idea to actually become a security guard, being a security guard is really, really, like, it's no joke. I'll see you, man. I'll see you, Andre. Actually doing my podcast right now, Andre, so I'm sorry for the ones listening to me on the podcast, but I'm just I'm gonna give you a shout out, man. I'm gonna give you a shout out. All right, so the cool thing is that there's like a lot of the ideas that are not really considered a genius idea, even though they are. It's that all the system and everything, they kind of like old-fashioned. Like, I want new fashion type of stuff, you know. Like, there's a guy who wanted to put digital type of equipment into the, you know, to the equipment for the sound and everything. It's not really their style, but you know, I think it's a good idea, but it's not like not right now type of thing, because they already got one. I mean, if something happened, it should be fine. But the cool thing is that whenever I turned out to be a security guard, it was really cool. But the funny thing is that I really, really like don't expect it to be like that. I mean, there's some ideas that I try to put in there, like buy new walkie-talkies and stuff. They be like, you know what, that's not a bad idea. Let's just put it on the shelf, you know? Yeah, you can see my top bed up there, which I don't sleep in. Only my cousin sleeps there and stuff. Alright, so, you know. Wait, I think I'm focusing more on my life than my podcast. I'm sorry for my listeners. Alright, so the thing is that, you know, the church is not really prepared for new ideas. You know, new stuff. They're not ready for new stuff. It's good to change. You know, not just spiritually, but like, you know, like with stuff. For the church, like new high tech, state-of-the-art security cameras, monitors, more bigger TVs and stuff for presentations and stuff. I would love it if they actually done that, like, really, really cool. That's a cool thing. But me as a security guard, I need new equipment, which I don't know if they can provide me with them, but I also got to provide for myself, you know. But, you know, that's exactly how it is. You know, they expect you to buy your own things, and then they get the credit for it. That's how I see it right there, but I don't know if that's really, really true, you know, what it is. But it's that I love my church. I was there since I was little. You know, I was so small, and everybody changed. I mean, some of the youth in that church are still there. But the thing is that it is so, like, you know, I was still a little kid in there, and I noticed some stuff. And these young people, they were awesome, you know. But then, you know, something happens, and that's all. And, you know, and then the church, the years go by, and, you know, they change, and also the church changes. So, I remember exactly how the church was back then. But, yeah, I mean, not all of you, the new people, know about this, because of course you guys are, you know, the coolest thing is that I would love to change some things. The only thing that I saw personally, like, that changed throughout the church was building a security guard team. You know, that was the really, or myself, a security guard. You know, I'm the only one. I don't know if I mean, I know that I get to get new people. Maybe in the future, I don't know when. Is that I'm still deciding. I was looking at a few people. They didn't get me interested. I'm looking at one, but I'm still, like, in the talk with him. You know, just one person, and I don't know, I tried to get other people to actually talk to them, and I feel like they're not really prepared. It's, you know, I'm here talking about the church, and this is like the everything type of podcast, but yeah. So yeah, my message to all churches is okay to change, you know. It's really, really not hard to change at all. But the cool thing is that, you know, I know that my podcast listeners are around here, and, you know, and be like, oh, you're still talking about the church and everything. I'm like, I'm supposed to talk about the church, you know, how we could change and stuff. And I'm not talking negative stuff. I'm just gonna say, hey, it's okay to change. You know, you could change your speakers, the way that videos are projected in there, not with a full projector in there. I mean, I remember back then when there was, like, stuff like that, but, you know, the church needs to change for the better of the good. Because all these people, they have so many potential to actually put stuff in there. Like, I don't know if the projectors, I mean, I was like, think about this, when they had the projectors and stuff in there, they should at least, like, put a projector on right there, and then on the side of the altar, and then have two projectors in there. And I seen this when they connected the HDMI, the same HDMI, to the same computer in one click right there, and all of them projected into the TV's monitors, and it was pretty cool. I mean, I would love to see that. They went with TVs. It's okay, it's fine, and stuff. I love it. I mean, yeah. They changed a lot with, you know, the recordings and the live things from our church, you know. I wish it was more man type of thing, because right now it's like, oh, we have using robots as, you know, to move the cameras and stuff. I was like, no, that's not what I had in mind. I was having in mind like those big churches that had the, I mean, I don't know if it's possible to put a crane with a freaking camera into it and attach it to it, you know, and they'd be like, oh, so look right there, stuff, you know, we could get in the angles and stuff, and we could have a guy with a freaking steady cam, you know, capturing the whole entire thing, and that'd be the coolest thing. I mean, if we had a really cool, a really good production. But right now, the church doesn't have a good production, in my guess. But I'm not trying to talk crap about nobody. I mean, it's okay to change and stuff, you know. Well, yeah. This is to, so, I'm just gonna, like, end up my podcast. And then I'm gonna go into my live viewers, alright? Sorry, my. Alright, so here, this has been the W Show with yours truly, William Rodriguez. And I'll catch you guys in the next time, alright? So, take care, may God bless you guys, and I'll see you guys in the next one.